With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Republicans have approved their budget framework. The 216 to 214 tally was a turnaround for Speaker Mike Johnson after abruptly postponing Wednesday's vote. Johnson working into the night to satisfy conservative lawmakers who refused to support the plan. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the Senate was standing with House Speaker Johnson.
We're certainly going to do everything we can to be as aggressive as possible to see that we are serious about the matter, not only of, you know, making our federal government more fiscally sustainable, but also deficit reduction, which is critical to a lot of our members in the Senate, and I know to his members in the House.
The bill is central to President Trump's agenda for tax breaks, spending cuts, and mass deportations. Inflation declined last month. Consumer prices rose just 2.4% in March from a year ago. That's according to the Labor Department. That's down from 2.8% in February. Also at SRNNews.com, the House has passed legislation, mostly along party lines, that limits the authority of federal district judges to issue nationwide orders as Republicans react to several court rulings against the Trump administration. Bernie Bennett.
The bill passed by a vote of 219 to 213. It limits the scope of injunctive relief ordered by a district judge to those parties before the court rather than applying the relief nationally. But the bill is unlikely to advance through the Senate, where at least some Democratic support would be needed. Democrats said that Trump's reliance on executive orders to enact his agenda and purposefully sidestep Congress are part of why the courts have weighed in more frequently against President Trump. California Republican Daryl Issa, who sponsored the bill, said it will deter form shopping by groups that seek out a sympathetic district court judge most likely to block a president's actions. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. Is a quiet revival underway in the United Kingdom?
Well, something is going on. According to a new YouGov poll, church attendance in the UK is ticking up. 12% of British adults say they went to worship at least once a month. And while that's not very impressive, it's a sharp increase from 8% back in 2018. The survey also reveals that the revival, such as it is being led by young men. In 2018, just 4% of English males ages 18 to 24 went to church. Now 20% do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Passover celebrations this year will again occur amid anxieties among many Jews related to the unresolved Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza and the specter of widespread anti-Semitism. Passover is a major Jewish holiday that's celebrated over 7 or 8 days each year. It begins at sunset on Saturday and ends after nightfall on April 20th. This is SRN News. The U.S. Treasury Department has issued new sanctions targeting Iran's nuclear program.
These sanctions come just days before senior officials are to hold talks in the Persian Gulf nation of Oman. Five entities and one person based in Iran are cited in the new sanctions for their support of Iran's nuclear program. One of the designated groups include the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran. The sanctions also target Iran's centrifuge technology company, Thorium Power Company, and Azarab Industries.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. The announcement comes after President Trump said earlier this week he was dispatching senior envoys to hold direct nuclear talks with Iran. A rare blue diamond was on display this week in the United Arab Emirates capital. It's considered one of the most important blue diamonds ever discovered. Sotheby's expects it to be auctioned off at $20 million. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.